Craig Shank here with Nico Case, a member of the New Pornographers and a very accomplished solo musician. She's appearing at Clues Hall in Indianapolis in support of her newest album, Middle Cyclone. Welcome, Nico.
Hi, how you doing?
Doing very well. I wanted to ask you a little bit about your upbringing. It's kind of what some people would consider atypical, and you were on your own at a young age. Could you tell us about your experience growing up?
I left home at 15. Mm-hmm. I just kind of fended for myself.
How do you think the way that you were raised or your experience growing up influenced the person that you are and the music that you're writing today?
Well, I'm an independent person. I can get things done on my own. I can sleep almost anywhere. no, I don't know. I mean, it's the only experience I have, so I can't really compare it to other people's, but I feel like it has made me a resourceful person. And I can write anywhere.
You also spent some time with other bands, including the Del Logs, the Propanes, Mao, and the Weasels. So with a background like that, how did you end up moving from behind the drum set and begin writing songs that are kind of a far cry from the sound of those bands?
Well, it was just a natural progression. There wasn't like a marked difference between, I mean, they all kind of happened at the same time, really.
With your newest album, animals and nature seem to be a big part of the lyrics, and some people seem to interpret that as metaphors about your own life, but since you wrote the song, you know exactly what they're about. So how do you reconcile what people believe your songs are about and what you're actually trying to say in your music?
Well, I start out telling a story and not being super specific. Like, I don't like to give away an ending or anything. I just like mm-hmm. to kind of set up a little movie, and so I like people to be able to fit themselves in.
So you don't want to impose what you know the songs are about. You want people to interpret them.
It's not a cop-out that we did. Like, sometimes I hear myself talking about it, and I'm like, I'm sounding like I don't want to commit to any sort of thing or another, but it's a story, and it's, you know, like a fairy tale in a way where, you know, you want the characters to be able to adhere to any person or any time. You don't want to date it.
Let's talk a little bit more about Middle Cyclone. What were some of the joys and pitfalls of recording the album in a barn?
Well, I only recorded about a day and a half's worth in the barn. We did the piano orchestra in there. Mm-hmm. There ended up not really being any pitfalls, thank goodness. I mean, there could have been a lot, but we, in the band, really decided if it didn't work, it didn't work, and we weren't going to care because it was just going to be really fun. But there's a lot of ambient noise that you can't get rid of, so we ended up just leaving it, and I liked it much better that way. There was frogs and birds and wind and stuff. So
yeah, there's even the 30 minutes of frogs at the end. Wasn't that just a loop?
Well, I recorded a lot of frogs, and then we had 34 minutes, so we turned it into a loop, yeah.
You mentioned the piano orchestra. Some people may not be familiar with how that developed, so can you tell us about how the piano orchestra came to be?
Well, I went online on Craigslist to get a piano for my farmhouse, and there were so many free pianos, I decided that it would be really a fun art project to see how many free pianos you can get. Having a barn makes you want to do dumb stuff like that, I think. But so the band and I decided we were going to make a little orchestra out of it and see what it sounded like to play several pianos at the same time. It's very loose and scrappy.
Yeah.
Multi-tracking, it's very different.
Yeah, and you ended up with 8 pianos, wasn't it?
Ended up with 8 pianos, 6 of which were tunable.
And what did you end up doing after the recording?
Oh, they're still there. They're covered with tarps.
Oh, okay, so might they make another appearance on another album?
Probably not. I'll probably give them away.
Back to Craigslist, from whence they came.
Oh, I mean, there's always, like, elementary schools or daycare mm-hmm. centers or whatever that.
On the album Middle Cyclone, you also you have two covers, Never Turn Your Back on Mother Earth by Sparks and Don't Forget Me by Harry Nilsson. How did you arrive on deciding on those covers for the album?
Well, I've been wanting to do both of those for a long time, but thematically, Never Turn Your Back on Mother Earth seemed to finally fit, and then the piano orchestra was a good reason for finally doing Don't Forget Me.
Since you have done a couple of covers on your own, who would you like to hear cover your music?
Gosh, I don't know. I have no idea.
No one that you've collaborated with?
Well, I'm writing a song for Kelly Hogan right now for her record, so.
Oh.
excited to hear that, but because she's my favorite singer, but see what happens.
92.3 WTTS, Craig Shank with Nico Case. And something I really enjoy about your work is the album art. And Middle Cyclone's cover features you looking pretty fierce on the hood of a car. You've got a sword. So how did the designs and the artwork for your albums develop?
Well, I really hate getting my picture taken, so I tried to figure out what would be the funnest, most ridiculous thing I could do. Make it less painful, so I decided I would approach making the album cover like I was an 8-year-old boy, and what would be what I would want to do if I was an 8-year-old boy. I thought I'd want to have a sword, and I'd want to have an awesome car.
Believe me, I think it's probably the best album cover of this year. And are you? I heard that you were auctioning off the car for charity. Could you tell us a little bit about that?
Well, we'll be auctioning off the car. It's a 67 Mercury Cougar on the internet, on eBay, for the charity 826 National, which is a charity that helps kids get tutoring, kids who are, you know, less fortunate money-wise, and it's just the most awesome charity ever. And what they do is they do a lot of after-school creative writing programs, and the kids get a lot of one-on-one mentorship and tutoring, and you know, they actually get the kids together and they write radio plays and they write books and they actually publish things into books for the kids, so they have like a tangible finished product that, you know, makes them feel that writing is valuable, and most specifically that their writing is really valuable. So
92.3 WTTS, Craig Shank here with Nico Case. I heard a little something about a project with John Mellencamp and Stephen King. Can you tell us anything about that?
Well, I sang a song for a radio play that they did, which is being made right now, and I don't know much about it or when it's coming out, so that's pretty much all I can tell you. I know it's a murder mystery set in the South.
Yeah, I guess it's been in development for about 10 years, and there haven't been that many details about it.
Yeah, I don't even know that much. I went there, and T-Bone Burnett was there, and he said, sing this, this is going to be fun. And I said, okay, let's do it.
Did you actually meet Mellencamp or King, or was it just T-Bone there?
No, T-Bone and his awesome band were there, and then Stephen King was not there, and John Mellencamp was not there either, but I had met John Mellencamp before for singing backup a few years ago, so...
That's a project that's coming up in the future. What else do we have to look forward to from you, either in touring or recording?
Well, the New Pornographers are making another record this August, so I'm sure we'll be on tour for that in the beginning of the new year.
And conversely, since we looked ahead to the future a little bit, if you had the chance to go back and do anything in your career over again, what do you think that would be?
I don't think I would do anything differently. There were people I wouldn't date, but other than that, I think I would do everything the same.
Fair enough. Well, thank you so much for your time. Nico Case's newest album is Middle Cyclone, and you can check her out at Clues Hall in Indianapolis. Thanks, Nico.
Thank you. Have a good one.